list, page 1, item 4. Fuel number, the night out at 1 in the day, whether we do a meeting, because I knew wasn't given a great night and I didn't know what to do. But praise God anyway. The Lord bless those that's made an effort to come out. May the Lord bless you. It is good to be gathered in His name, isn't it? I want to just try and share a wee bit from the book of Numbers. And I think I mentioned a few weeks ago, I'd like to maybe just share some things out of the book of Numbers. We did look at a lot of things in the book of Leviticus. And I want to just look at the book of Numbers tonight, if we can. Let's turn in our Bibles to Numbers chapter 1. And let's read from verse 47 to 54. And I want to talk about the Levites as a peculiar people. And I won't hold you as long tonight. We'll try and be sharp because it's giving it to a real fad for us. And there's a strike starting at 12 tonight, where there's no more gritting the roads running for a few days. And you know, we need to be praying tonight as well. If you've heard the news and everything, and whether you agree with politics or not, we see one crowd's trying to do things without the rest. But I'll tell you, if certain people in this country had their way, they wouldn't be interested in you or me. And that's the truth. And we need to be praying for those in authority that God will just bless them. Amen. Let's read then from verse 47, and you can read the Leviticus Numbers if you want at home. And this is just to highlight a few things from it. But the Levites of the tribe of their fathers were not numbered among them, for the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel, but thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all the things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forth, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is pitched, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his camp, and every man by his own standard throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of the testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. Let's just bow our heads again this evening, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we are a privileged people, Lord, that we can come before you, O holy God, because of the Lord Jesus Christ and his righteousness, Lord, and your propitiation to us, that you never held our sins against us, but you've cleansed us and washed us in your own blood, and you've made us whiter than the very driven snow. We bless you tonight that we can confess our sins to you, and you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we would pray, wash us afresh tonight in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we shall be like hyssop. Sanctify us, and we praise thy name, and fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we welcome the Holy Spirit into this room. We come against every influence, every demon power round about this hall and this place, and we ask for the Holy Spirit to come and the Holy Spirit to move and the power of the blood of Jesus to be in this room tonight. And over all that's near and dear to us, we claim under the blood of Jesus Christ tonight every son and daughter and relation that they'll be saved in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we pray for this man tonight that our brother Gary's mentioned. And Lord, we asked you for to touch him and bless him and strengthen him and even his wife. And in Jesus Christ's name, Lord, just be with him in a special way at this time. And For those that are still sick, we think of Brother George and Sister Winifred. Bless them and touch them. And Lord, for all the rest, I've been praying for Sister Suzanne and Lynn. Lord Jesus, touch every one of them. Make them well in Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, I pray, Lord, as we look at numbers, Lord, and you know the time that's been spent, not enough, but Lord, I pray that just a few thoughts that you'll just help us tonight in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would like a lot more time to go into this even more, but I know I'm saying that and I've probably got too much, but I'll just be so long tonight and then we'll come and pray for a bit. Praise God. The first thing we see when we read this here, the first thing we notice, these Levites were peculiar people. And among the thousands of Israels, these Levites were, you know, the particularities, they were peculiar unto the Lord. They were chosen of the Lord. And that's like the real believer. The real believer is different than any other person. They're chosen of the Lord. And I tell you, you're different tonight. Different tonight than other people tonight. There's other people tonight that are not the same as a Christian. There's a difference. And there's a difference here, and we see a real difference here. And you know, this difference was because they had a relationship with God. And because they had a relationship with God, they were separated by God. And not only were they separated by God, and not only had a relationship with God, they were chosen of the Lord for a particular work, for a particular purpose. And not only were they chosen by God for a particular work and a particular purpose, nobody else could do it. Now think of this. Not only could nobody else do it, if anyone else came to where they were, the Bible says they died. That's what it says here when we read tonight. And that is not really something. And I tell you, God chooses people, and it's God's doing, isn't it? It's the Lord's doing. And God chose these people to be closely associated with him. And they were always a peculiar people in the eyes of the Lord. And now, what do you think, first of all, from verse 47, that there was they had a separation? They had a separation. They weren't numbered with the others. And God always makes a difference between the ordinary believer and those who are devoted to himself. There's a separation. And there's a nominal Christian, then there's the real Christian. You understand what I'm saying? There's people today, and they say they're Christians, but they've no Christianity about them. But then there's the real Christian. And the real Christian is a Christian. The name's a giveaway because Christ's in him. The fact that he's a follower and believer of Jesus Christ makes him a Christian. And he's separated from the world in the sense he's the Lord's. And the Bible says you're no longer your own. You're the Lord's. Paul even said he was a prisoner to Christ. Also, if you would go to chapter 3 briefly in verse 12. And chapter 3 verse 12 shows us that they were chosen by God. Chapter 3 verse 12. And I beheld, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that openeth the meat tracks among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine. The Lord chose them. And there's not many of us here tonight, but I want to tell you, the Lord chose you. It was the Lord chose you. Now I know the Holy Spirit led you, and I know you come, but God foreknew you, and God foreknew me before the foundation of the world. And the Bible says we were chosen in him from the very foundation of the world. And these Levites were chosen by the Lord. He took them instead of the firstborn as Israel, so that each had a representative character. Every firstborn not represented by the Levite had to be redeemed. I mean, you can read that in chapter 3, verse 46 and 48, and you'll see if the word a Levite, they had to be redeemed. And you see, tonight, those that's not really Christians, they need to be redeemed to become a Christian. You can't be a Christian tonight if you're not redeemed. And there's people say, well, I go to church and I'm a Christian. They're not. If they've never been redeemed, they're not a Christian. But because you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you're a peculiar people, you're chosen by God, you're like the Levite. Chosen by God. See, you're calling brethren. You know, the Lord's chose you and he's redeemed you. And in Christ's stead, you know, in Christ, the firstborn of every creature, he rose from the dead and he's redeemed us. Also in chapter 3 and verse 9, if you read it, and I'm just hitting some wee highlights, some thoughts, and I won't keep you as long. Chapter 3, verse 9, I want to just bring someone out. And I'm typing this to the Lord all the time if I can. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and his sons, and they are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. So we are as his elect given to Christ. God has chosen us. We have been redeemed and we're given to Christ. Didn't the Lord say, none of them have I lost that thou hast given me? We're given to the Lord. Do you believe? See that tonight. And just as these Levites were given to Aaron, we're given to Christ. Jesus Christ revealed his thoughts when he said, I have manifested thy name unto them which thou hast given me. John 6:39. I have manifested thy name unto them that thou hast given me out of the world. All that the Father has given me shall come unto me. And God tonight knows every single one that's going to be saved. We could be praying for somebody to be saved, and God's already ordained it, they're going to come. We don't know that, but isn't it great that you have a desire to pray for them and believe for them? And you need to believe for them. And I believe it's God give you that desire and that belief, because it's like Abraham. When Abraham pleaded with the Lord, somebody said, oh, but there wasn't 50 and there wasn't 10. No, but God still saved Lot and his daughters, didn't he? So it was still worth it. Not everybody was lost at a time of destruction. There was still some saved. Also, there's another thing about them in chapter 3 and verse 12. In chapter 3 and verse 12 of Numbers, I might have said Leviticus earlier, but I meant Numbers. Tonight say Leviticus, but I meant Numbers. But they were claimed by God. Claimed by God. Claimed by the Lord. The Levites shall be mine. The Lord claimed them. You know, Peter, James, and John in particular were claimed by the Lord. Did you know that? When you go through the Gospels, you'll see they were claimed by the Lord. And they had a real relationship with the Lord. John lay on the Lord's bosom, didn't he? And you know, Jesus was their master. And so we are owned by him. Not so much. It's not a history this year, but it's a real relationship we have with the Lord. We're owned by the Lord. And we can covet earnestly the Lord's best gifts because we're owned by him. And Paul tells us to covet earnestly the best gifts. And these Levites were gifted. They were gifted. And they were gifted to do something that others couldn't do. And if others attempted to do it, they died. And I tell you, it's a serious thing. You know, it's a serious thing for men in this country that stand in pulpits and they're not even saved. And they conduct funerals and weddings and different things, and there's no gospel. It's a serious thing. To take the place of a Levite in the type, if you understand what I'm saying, and they're not called, they're not chosen of God. But thank God tonight you're called and you're chosen. And it's the Lord that's claimed you. Now, there's also a few things about this that I want to bring out tonight. These Levites, they occupied the proximity, the tabernacle. They were close to the tabernacle. They weren't away out. They were always close to the tabernacle. The work of the Levites was manifested. They were close to the tabernacle, and in these verses you can go through it and see it, and that they were appointed, you see, to this work. That's why they're close to it. And now there's a few things I'm going to share with you about this just briefly tonight. As we go into this in verse 50 of Leviticus, or sorry, Numbers chapter 1, verse 50. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony and over all the vessels thereof and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. So these men were the overseers. They were the overseers of the tabernacle of the Lord, and the chosen servants of God ought to take, you know, a general interest. Men and women of God that have to take an interest in the things of God. They have to be connected with the work of God. There's no point in saying we're overseers and have no interest in the things of God or the work of God. These Levites were chosen. They were always close to the tabernacle, and they had an interest in the work, hadn't they? And you're going to see some of the things they did as we go through this just briefly this evening, what they've done. And they were doing a service to the honor of God. This wasn't for themselves. You know, we haven't come here tonight. I haven't come, and I know you haven't come just for ourselves. We've come here tonight, even though there's only a few of us, but we've come to meet with the Lord. We've come to pray. And there's other people in our families and in our homes that can't, they're not coming to pray tonight, but we're coming to pray for them. Because, you see, we've an advocate with the Father, and we want to pray for them. We want to see them come. We want to intercede for them before the Lord. And we want to be involved in the work like these Levites were, and we're close to the tabernacle. And you know, the tabernacle, they handled all the things in it here, it says. And the true believer handles the gifts of God. Don't know there's gifts in the true church. And you see, there's places and they don't want the gifts. Well, they're not Levites then. But the real Levites want the gifts. They want all these things, and they handle all of them. And we want to handle also in verse 50, their bearers. They shall bear the tabernacle. Their bearers. The carrying of the things of the tabernacle was to them the burden of the Lord. And as God's people, we carry the burden of the Lord. We have a burden for people. We pray for people. It's the burden of the Lord. It's like the preacher. He can get a burden with a word, you know. And you're burdened to preach it. And it's, you don't feel like skipping and jumping sometimes when you're preaching. You can bring a word and you're burdened with it. And then when you bring it, there's a release. Because the Lord can do that with you. And you bring the word of the Lord, and these Levites, you see, they carried this burden. And not every professed follower of Christ is a burden bearer. Paul understood this extremely when he said, I could waste myself accursed for my brethren's sake. That's what Paul the Apostle said. Paul was a burden bearer. Paul not only was a burden bearer, but Paul said, my desire is to see Israel saved. And he prayed for Israel to be saved. Also in verse 50, we know their ministers, they shall minister unto me. And I tell you, we talk about preaching. We preach to the congregation, and that's good, and we minister to each other. But they shall minister unto me. We're to pray unto the Lord. We're to seek unto the Lord. Just see what I'm trying to say tonight. They shall minister unto me. It's the Lord that does it. I tell you, we'll feel if we're doing it ourselves. They were not servants of the tabernacle, but they're servants of God. And I tell you, when a church or a fellowship thinks they own a minister, they're wrong. Because if that minister or ministers could be more than one, there's different brothers could minister. There's nobody owns that man. That's the Lord's man. And that man's is ministering for the Lord. That's who he's ministering for. And I tell you, if he's God's man, the Lord will look after him. And you know, there's so much today, our man. You're bound to hurt, you need to hear our man. Who's ever heard that? Come and hear our man. You know, we need to come and hear the Lord, not our man. It's the Lord. We need to come here. And these were ministering unto the Lord. Not the tabernacle wasn't the thing. It was the Lord. Now the tabernacle all spoke of the Lord. We've seen that before when I preached on it. You know, it's quite possible to be willing servants of the church and yet not be ministering unto the Lord. And I know a lot of people today, and I'm going to tell you this tonight, that want to be working. And I know some Christians, and they think if they're not doing something, there's something wrong. But I'm going to tell you, that's not always God's will. William Branham preached a great message about that. Doing God a service without it being the will of God. Now, we could go down here tonight and give tracts out, but is the Lord leading us to do it? And it's good to give tracts out. But is the Lord leading? I used to give tracts out as much as any man. Thousands. And I'm going to tell you the truth. One evening the Lord spoke to him and he said, you won't be giving tracts out anymore. I want you to preach. And I didn't. It just stopped. Now, I might have given one or two out since, but not in the way I was doing it. Because God had something else for me. Now, there's other people which called to do that. But some people think if I'm not doing something, there's something wrong. When you see they're working in the church, it's all about the church. Well, you see, it's not about the church. It's about God. It's about Christ and the real church. There's only one real church. I've seen a thing advertised all day for certain ones was going to start doing this thing, and they were putting on a supper, and I thought of that quotation, what William Branham said. They're having a chicken supper, and he blasted it. He gave it a real blast. And he talked about the chicken supper they're running in the church instead of the power of God and the Holy Ghost meat. Isn't that the truth? But you see, in the modern church ages we're in now, it's Laodicea, lukewarm. Now, we know it's not lukewarm out there tonight, it's freezing. And it's a lot of the church is freezing. But thank God, I think you can get what I'm saying, but it's the Lord's work we need to be doing. And I tell you, if God leads us to do something, it's better than us doing something. It's like rowing a boat or paddling the back of ourselves. Just for the sake of doing it, it's no point. But if God leads to do it, I'll tell you something will happen then. You know, there's another thing about these in verse 51. They were demolishers. I've wrote all these headings out. They were demolishers. For they took the tabernacle down, verse 51. And when the tabernacle set it forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall put it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. So they could put it up and they could take it down. They were demolishers. And I tell you, God's called us to be the demolishers, the kingdom of darkness. And we need to make an attack. Because the devil will make an attack. And we need to pray bold prayers. These Levites took it down when the pillar moved. They moved. And you understand what I'm saying? The cloud led them by day, and the pillar fire by night. And when the cloud moved in the day, they took the tabernacle down and they moved. They demolished it. If it was night, whatever time the cloud moved, they moved. There's a real fantastic song about moving with a cloud. I wish I could sing it. I heard it years ago. Move with a cloud. You heard it, Sister Carl, I'm sure. A lot of churches used to sing it. I'm telling you, it's a good song. When that cloud moved, they moved. They followed the cloud. And I tell you, if that tabernacle had been moved, they moved. Those whose office, you know, was to handle divine things, you know, you should know how to open up and rightly divide the word of God and, you know, minister to the people and all. And these fellows were the same. They knew how to do it. Also, not only were the demolishers, they were builders. They could take down and they could build up. Verse 51, the Levites shall set up. So they could take it down, they could put it up. That was their job. They had at times to take the house board from board, but they could do it, put it up again. Now you think of this, I'll guarantee you, they could do this tabernacle. You saw the pictures I've had of it. before, and the birds and the silver sockets, the ropes, the poles, all the things of it. There's a lot of stuff. They could just do it. They've no maps or nothing. They could do it. They just could do it. Did you ever do something often enough to where you could do it? You ever see them fellas that's trained in the army? And the rifles. They blindfold them. And they can do it blindfolded. Do you ever see that? They did it often enough and they can do it. It's like if you work at something and it's the same thing you're working on, you could do it with your eyes closed, as I say. You're used doing it. And I tell you, these men were used working with this tabernacle up and down, because that cloud moved many times and they went with it. And you remember how long they were in that wilderness, wasn't it? 40 years. 40 years. And they kept moving. So this is what they've done. They were builders as well. Now also, there's another thing here, and I'm going to close in a moment, in verse 53. And I can't believe the long I've been already. They're meditators. The Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle, that there be no wrath upon the congregation. Verse 53. Let me just read it. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, and there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. You see, these men here, according to the portion of, you know, the channel of blessing, the course of the people, such as there was occupy the position, there was teachers amongst them that could take the word of God, but they were meditated, and they were mediators as well. They could pray for the people and work with the people and minister to the people. And the Bible says we're priests unto God, doesn't it, in Revelations. And we're to be men and women of prayer. That's why we're here tonight. We're here to pray and seek God's blessing, you know, on taking care of the true place of God. The Bible says you're the salt of the earth. And that's a position of people that's devoted, worship of salt. Now here's the last thing, and I'm going to go into the night. My time's going, I'm going to have to close. They were keepers. We need keepers. Verse 53, they kept the tabernacle. They were keepers. There's a lot of people today and have no commitment. They think nothing of leaving one church and they'll go to another church. And I'm not talking about a one-off visit. I'm talking about they'll leave an assembly, they'll go to another assembly, give them a wee while there. It'll not suit them either, and they're gone to another one. They're not keepers. But these men were devoted, and they were keepers. They stayed with the work of God, where God placed them. And I tell you tonight, there's something about that. Many a time you could think to yourself, I'll jump ship. Now I'm telling you, you could think, I'll go somewhere else first. It'll be easier. That's the devil tells you that sometimes. Now, I'm preaching this to myself as much as anybody. But many, it's like, you see, on Sunday I was going to mention it, and then it just went out of my head. But we were coming out on Sunday, and you know, Madison the lane, and we had to go back, reverse the whole way down the lane, sheep. And there was my neighbour, and his son was with him, and he had his jammy still on. They gave him an early rise. Well, it wasn't early. It wasn't early, like, but he had the jammies on, the wellies on over the jammy bottoms. And we stopped with him, and when he got the length of us, he was telling us, it broke out on the head of the way down round the whole country. Now, them sheep broke out. But when the flood came, and they were flooded in the field, they stayed in it. Now I'm telling you, me and Sean looked out the window, the fields were flooded, there was one patch in the field with a bit of grass and they stayed in it. But when the fields good and plenty of grass, they broke out. And they broke out on a Sunday. And after went away down the road and round here, yonder and everywhere, they broke out. And I thought to myself, there it is. It broke out. I'll not be here today. No, I'm going to, I'll be here or yonder. And the shepherd, he's running after them to see where they are. And if he doesn't run after them, he's useless. It's not right. It's not the truth. He never done this for me. He never done someone else for me. I know a man, and the pastor, he complained about the pastor wouldn't go to see him. The pastor wouldn't do this and that. And the pastor went to see him. And when the pastor went, he had a big, massive television going. And he helped even the reverend to switch it off. And he never switched it off. And the pastor was there to try and talk to him. And he was watching the television. And he never switched it off. But when he backslid, it was the pastor's fault that he backslid. He blamed the pastor. Now you see, when he gets before God, God's not blaming the pastor why he backslid. I'll tell you, you know the pastor missed it. He missed it. He should have done what a boy in Switzerland I knew done. He went in with a sledge and he took the television out. And when he got it out, he didn't stop, brothers. This is through Bill. This is what he done. He took the 12 gauge to it and he blasted it. And then he took a spade and he buried it in a big deep hole. That's the way he worked it. And he says, I'll tell you, when I go in to talk to them, they'll have time to listen to me. No, that was a bit radical move. That was a radical move. But I'll tell you, brother, he took a radical decision. Praise God. But isn't it true? If you see Tom coming with a sledge, lock the doors. Praise God, but it's so true. There's so many people today, they're not satisfied. It's like a brother John preached the other week. It was a real word from the Lord. And it was from something that happened. There was a cow full of milk. And the calf never got none. And I tell you, there's a word been preached. There's a word been preached. And here every week in all of our meetings, where it's myself or Gary or John or one of these brothers, the word's been preached. It's there. But it's up to people what to do with it. And I tell you, that's, isn't it the truth? Let's come and seek the Lord tonight and let's really pray for Alistair Keenan. It's Keenan, brother. Alistair Keenan. And these other requests tonight, praise God. And our loved ones, praise the Lord. The Lord bless His word, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank You and praise You tonight. Lord, we thank You that Your sheep hear Your voice and they know Your voice. And a stranger they will not follow. And Lord, I pray for any sheep that's going to stray field or pasture, Lord, we know it's not any church, but it's Your kingdom You're building and You're the true shepherd. And we just pray that they'll hear Your voice and follow Your voice. And we pray, Lord, that You'll make every one of us like these Levites in the sense of the scripture, what we've been briefly looking at this evening, how they served You, Lord. And they were there for You. And all the gifts they had available and worked with and could handle. And we pray, Lord, we might have all the gifts amongst us available that we can work with them and handle it as it were, Lord. That would not come behind any gift in this assembly. But we pray that the Holy Spirit will furnish every one of us with Your power and with the gifts of God, with what we need of. Lord, we need a real working of miracles. And the gifts of healing moving amongst us, Lord Jesus. There's so many sick and afflicted and dying. And we pray for Your power to come in a special way. We know, Lord, salvation's utmost thing, but You've promised that signs and wonders will follow the preaching of Your word. We pray, Lord, for Stephen Johnson's wife this evening, that You'll touch her and that all will be well, but we pray you'll move in Stephen and move in his family and begin to speak to every one of them in that house and give them household salvation in Jesus' precious name, and give them a real hunger as well, Lord, and move in all of our children tonight, our sons, our daughters, nephews, nieces, aunts and uncles, husband and wives. We claim every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Father, bless your word to their hearts tonight, and bless the services that lay ahead this weekend of Thou Wouldst Tarry, and just keep your people safe as they travel on the roads, going in and going out. But do pray for those in authority in this land. We pray you'll give them backbone to stick out for the truth and stand for the truth. And we pray you'll give them the victory in it, Lord, and you'll confound the enemy in Jesus' precious name, so that we'll have liberty and freedom still in this country. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And Father, for nurses, for doctors tonight, Lord, we appreciate them. We pray you'll bless them and strengthen every one of them. In Jesus' precious name. And we ask for your own people, Israel, that you will bless them and give them the victory again and again. In Jesus' precious name. Touch all those that are sick at this time in connection with our fellowship and even our families. For this man, Alistair again, Keenan, we pray, Lord, for your mighty touch in Jesus' precious name. And for his wife as well, Lord, when we remember seeing her Bible and how she'd read it and marked it, Lord, I just really appreciate it, and I pray I'll bless her and touch her tonight in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, for our unspoken requests, you meet needs. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as we continue to seek the Lord.